This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, we've got the pleasure of speaking to Dave from Revive. I guess it is coming out of winter at this present time, but I'm sure it's still pretty chilly over there in the States. They're currently in the last part of their huge tour as part of Winter Jam, which we'll find out all about when we join Dave right now from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Fresh. Welcome to Nights, Dave.
G'day, Andrew, mate. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Congratulations on the new single, Blink. It sounds extraordinarily good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
A bit of a departure from the previous album, which was, I guess, and Trafalgar Street as well, which was quite rock. This has got a bit of an R&B kind of feel to it, maybe?
Yeah, it does, actually. For this record, we wanted to do something a little bit different, and we wanted to open up our sound a little more, so we went a bit more of a pop sound. There's still some rock on the record, but particularly for this song, Blink, we really had some fun programming some beats in there, and we really concentrated on more pop melodies for this record.
You're not trying to kick Mike out?
No, we love Mike too much.
Okay.
But a bit of beats is a bit of fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds excellent. A very catchy song, and it was quite entertaining watching the video with all your new friends singing along with you. That was very kind of them.
Yeah, that was just spontaneous. It's crazy how they did that.
That's very neat. Now, the album, produced by, a singer-songwriter, Jason Ingram. Is Third Day involved in it as well?
They were a little bit. I mean, obviously, Mac did our last record, Mac from Third Day. So they kind of executive produced on this record, but they were pretty busy touring when we needed to do our record, and we kind of felt like it'd be great to get, we have such great guys in those guys, you know, helping us out. We felt like it'd be also good to get some Nashville influence. So we did the record in Nashville our first time, and that was really awesome. I think we really stepped it up there. Such pros over there. So Jason is an amazing producer and songwriter, and we use both those qualities to make a great record.
Excellent. What qualities did he bring to the recording of the album?
Well, this is our first record that we really did any co-writes on. We just didn't really do it in the past. I'm not really sure why, but we never had the opportunity. And Jason is a very talented songwriter. He's written a lot of songs that you guys would know in the Christian market. And so for us, it was just a great experience to bring our songs, ordered to start a song afresh with Jason. And we feel like we just got some great. So it just really challenges you, I guess. It makes you better. And we're never afraid of that happening. We always want to be better at what we do. So we feel like the quality of the songs on this record are absolutely our best.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album because, as I said, the single is a very catchy one. It's a great new sound, something different from Revive. So congratulations, Dave. Now, the band, you're currently on the last legs of what you were saying just before the interview. It has been a massive tour. It's called Winter Jam. Do you want to just sort of give us a picture of what this tour is about and how big it is?
Sure. Yeah, well, it's like a travelling festival. So there's eight bands on the bill, would you believe, on one stage, and they get it down to a fine art, and switching over bands, and so it's like a big traveling festival, and it's the biggest in our industry. It does arenas every night, and anywhere from 8 to 18,000 people. So it is a huge tour, and it's great fun. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 trucks, with all the production. There's 10 or 11 buses. And so there's so many people on the tour. That's probably one of the coolest things. So many bands and crew, and so it's just great getting to know everyone. I must admit, there still are a couple of people I just still don't know their names, but I'm going to try and get them all memorized before the tour is over.
Who's the headline act for that tour?
Third Day and Newsboys.
Uh-huh.
Lots of other bands like 10th Avenue North and Firefly, and lots of them.
I saw that you were singing, the girl from Firefly is in your little sing-along video, I noticed, on the tour bus. Yeah. Tell us, give us a sneak peek. We're about to see Newsboys when they come out during Easter. They're joining Hawk Nelson and Superchick. What's the new lineup with Michael Tate sounding like?
Oh, really good, actually. I think everyone was really curious to see what it'd be like. It's great, and Tate is a great guy. He's pretty hilarious. We have a lot of fun hanging out. He's a bit of a joker. So he's great and an amazing performer, great singer. Every night he just brings it. And I think the crowds are really, really loving it. They're doing a few of the old Newsboy songs, but they've got a new record coming out, which Tate was involved in. They're really excited about that. So I think it's going to be a good show in Australia.
Yes, he's certainly an energetic frontman, so it's going to be very good to check him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how are you and Pip going with this tour? I believe when it finishes in a couple of weeks' time, is it sort of downtime or is it back promoting the new album?
Bit of both. My wife comes on the road with me as well, which is great. So we get to spend, you know, time together. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't see each other a lot because this tour is so long. But yeah, we get to go overseas at the end of this. We get to go to London and Paris, just Pip and I, which will be fun, just to have a bit of a break. And then, yeah, we get back and we're in full swing promotion for the new record, which comes out in June. So that's exciting. So we kind of do our own shows around the summer. And then in the fall or autumn, as us Aussies would say, we're doing another tour. So it's all pretty exciting.
I see that you've been nominated for this year's 41st Dove Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. The Doves are, I guess, the Christian version of the Grammys. You've been nominated for New Artist of the Year. That must be, I guess, sort of an exciting thing and maybe something... I was going to say pleasant, but not necessarily pleasant, but just a nice reward for the hard work that you've done over the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's great. It's an honour. It really is. It was a bit unexpected. There's a lot of new artists came out last year, or I guess it was last year. So, yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, you know, not to be too humble, but I don't think we're going to win. We've got some good competition. But, hey, it's really... We get to go, and I think we get to play on the night as well, so... It's exciting. You know, I get to take our wives and dress up and so forth.
Excellent.
It is an honour to be nominated, but yeah, it's great.
If you won something like that, would it have a dramatic impact on pushing the career and the name Revive up a bit? Would you get more airplay?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't think it's the be all and end all. 10th Avenue North won last year, but they were already well and truly... hitting it on radio and so forth. So it certainly helped them. But I think if they didn't win, it wouldn't have hurt them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to say, but it wouldn't hurt. It'd be great to win.
Yeah. Now, I guess when you came and played end of last year, it was the final gig with your founding member of Revive, and that was Ty. What's life like, I guess, in the band with someone I guess you spent so many years with and now it's not around? What's the transition been like?
Yeah, it's been... It's kind of funny. It's been sad, and yet, you know, and God has allowed it to be kind of seamless as well, which has been great. You know, we talked about it a lot, you know, as he was kind of preparing to leave, and he, you know, he really said, look, I just want to, you know... I want to wish you guys all the best, and there's no, you know, hard feelings or anything like that. So for us, we felt great going forward, moving forward with this new record and a new season. And so I've got a guy called AJ Cheek. He used to play with a band called Nevertheless. You probably heard of
it. Yep.
So they actually ended up finishing up at the end of last year. So he played with us last year kind of as a hired gun while they were playing their last shows. And he's come on board as a semi-permanent kind of thing. So he's in the new photos, the new record and all that kind of stuff. So we're pretty excited about that, actually. He's an amazing player and singer, and we look forward to the future with him.
That's excellent. Just talking about Nevertheless, they're a band that had a great lot of promise. They released their debut CD, which was sort of punk and pop. Then the second album totally changed in sound. It was very much a pop and piano kind of sound, which was very cool as well. I'm noticing, Dave, and I don't know what your observation is over in the States, that there's a lot of bands that are releasing an album or an EP, and that's all you hear from them. Is there some transition? Is things changing in the Christian music scene over in the States?
Maybe. A tough one to answer. I think it's kind of funny. For the consumer, it's never been better, you know. There's never been more music or more opportunities to get it for cheap as well. I think for an artist, yeah, it's pretty hard. Maybe it's been harder in other eras, but, yeah, it's pretty tough. Like, a lot of bands are, you know, giving their CDs away pretty much as almost tickets to their shows. So that's a bit of an indication that it's pretty tough. A lot of bands, and so I think a lot of record labels might, you know, see what sticks. You know, they might sign a few artists and kind of see what happens with them. Nevertheless, I'm not sure we're one of those. I think they did two records and they went well, and I think for just a few reasons they decided to call it a day. But, I mean, we feel great with our record label. They've stuck by us and, you know, they're a great bunch of people. But, yeah, I just think it's definitely a competitive environment at the moment.
Yep. Well, it's all very exciting, Dave. Thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely.
On Fresh.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And all the very best. When is there a likelihood of you playing this year in Australia?
I'm not sure yet. Maybe beginning of next year or maybe end of this year. We're still trying to figure out when we're going to come home. So we like to come home every year, so I hope it happens.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us. All the very best for the remaining of Winter Jam and for your nomination at the Dove Awards.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.